grow their income and impact without working crazy hours. The podcast industry is booming and new podcasts are starting each and every day. So it is the best time to go all in as a podcast manager. Every week, we'll dive into a new topic that will help you navigate the ever-changing world of podcasting and get booked out as a podcast manager. So let's get into today's episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm super excited that you're here. In today's episode, I am actually peeling back the curtain and getting a little more personal with you guys. And I'm really excited to dive deeper into the topic of balancing motherhood and entrepreneurship, because it certainly is a balance. And while it is rarely a 50-50 split, we are all doing our best to make sure both our business and our children thrive. And right now, I only have one child and he is almost 3 years old. So we're very in the thick of toddlerhood. So I'm definitely not claiming to be a parenting pro by any means, but I have had experience running my business before children because I started this whole entrepreneurship journey in 2016 and also post children. I had my son in 2020, which not everyone has had. Some people started their business after they had kids and things like that. So I feel like I have some kind of decent insight to share, but I did want to give a disclaimer. Everyone's businesses are different, even though we're all service providers. And if you're listening to this, you're likely either thinking about or already offering some form of podcast management services. So we do have those services that we offer in common, but some of us might have more time and resources than others, and that is completely okay. This episode is really meant to inspire you to make the most of what you have instead of playing the comparison game, because that can be really easy to do with social media. I know I see people like hitting these crazy income goals and I'm like, why can't I do that? And things like that. And a lot of the time these people that I'm looking at are like child-free. So it's a lot different when you don't have kids or you have older kids. We're all working with different time and resources. So no matter what, you are doing great, mama. And if you are feeling overwhelmed juggling both motherhood and entrepreneurship, then I just want you to know you're not alone and it's only a season. It will get better. So yeah, with all that said, let's dive into the episode. So first, I want to start out with, it's important to figure out the like non-negotiables that you have to do for your business and parenting and then go from there. So as a mom, you don't really have the same amount of time as people who are child-free. So it is important to figure out your absolute must-dos as a business owner and within your home and focus on those. And anything else you get done is just a bonus. So I like to have my kind of three must-do tasks each day, usually two business, one personal. And as long as I knock those three things out, then I'm content with everything. Sometimes I have days where I have more things I need to do, but three is, you know, what I strive for. If more gets done, then that's great. Because having a to-do list of 20 plus items every single day can be really overwhelming. And a lot of the time, those 20 items don't need to be done that exact day. So minimizing your list to only focus on your priority items for the day will really help you power through those instead of feeling overwhelmed by your never-ending list. So highly recommend kind of picking and choosing what you're going to focus on each day before the day even happens so that you know what to do and you're not sitting there and wasting time trying to figure out what to do when you only have limited time. The next tip I have for you is to be flexible. Raising littles and running a business is tough, so being able to be flexible and go with the flow is really important. I know I used to get really stressed at the smallest inconvenience, like my son not taking a nap for the day. But the reason I went into business for myself in the first place is because I wanted to have a flexible schedule so that when times get tough, I want you to remember your why for starting your business in the first place. That always grounds me on the hard days, because a big reason why I went into business for myself before I even had kids is because I wanted to be able to be there for my kids and have more time with them. So with that, if you need to do some work in the evening for a few months or even a couple of years while your kids are still home with you before they go to like kindergarten and stuff or preschool, that is the beauty of having your own business, because you don't need to work in the typical 9-to-5 timeframe if that doesn't currently work for your schedule. So you can work at night, you can work during nap time. You don't have to be working 9-to-5 to make your business successful. So be flexible. I know it can be hard sometimes. I know sometimes I still get a little frustrated, like, when the kids randomly have a day off from school or something happens. Like I know a couple of weeks ago, a bunch of my clients live in Dallas and Austin. So they had, you know, their kids were home from school because of the ice storm and stuff like that. And I know that can be really frustrating, but you just have to be flexible. And then with that, I want you to give yourself grace because as moms, we tend to be the default parent. So that means a lot of the day-to-day responsibilities with our children and the household in general fall on us. So on those days when your kiddo needs a little more attention or maybe they're sick and had to stay home from school, just remember to give yourself grace. This is all just a season and your kids won't always need you. They grow up and then they leave the house and they don't need you as often. So I just like to remember in those moments, like my business can wait. My toddler is not always going to want to hug me and cuddle with me. He's going to get older and not want to do those things. So I really try to take advantage of those things, even when it can be hard in the moment, because you're like, oh my God, I could be doing X, Y, Z. We just need to give ourselves grace and really just live in that present moment because it's not going to last forever. And then if we're sitting there too stressed about what we're not getting done for our business, we're going to regret that because we're not really fully present with our kids. Next up, I want you to find your village. And I want to be fully transparent here. My son is in daycare 5 days a week and he has been since he turned one. He is now almost three. He'll be three in June. So I wanted to be transparent there and I want to pretend like I don't have any help. But I usually drop him off around 8:30 in the morning and pick him up around 4 p.m. So he's not there from like open to close, like 6:30 to 6:30. But this still allows me to have ample time to get work done on a daily basis without having to work around his naps, because he is not a good napper at home. On the weekends, he probably usually only naps like 1 hour max. Sometimes he doesn't even nap at all. And then of course, I didn't want to work just around naps and nighttime. And we looked into like even part-time daycare, but it was like pretty much almost the same price for having part-time and full-time. It was like a very small difference. So we just opted for full-time daycare. But I just want to let you know, if daycare is a part of your village, that is, you should not feel shamed about it, because I think so many entrepreneurs get shamed by having daycare as a part of their village. But I'm a huge believer in doing what works for you and your family. And if daycare and stuff is in the budget, why not? Even if it's a couple days a week only. So I don't want you to feel ashamed if you do utilize daycare, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you don't have a child in daycare, your village might be someone coming over to help and watch your kiddos a couple hours, a couple days a week. So maybe they come over twice a week and watch your kid for 2 or 3 hours to give you that time to work. Maybe you don't have that at all. It might even be things like signing up for a gym membership and utilizing their childcare facility. I know that the gym that I go to has like a 2-hour childcare limit. So if I wanted to, I could go work out for 30 minutes or even not at all and spend the other hour and a half working on something if I wanted to. So I just want you to do what you can with what you've got. Every day may look completely different, but embrace your current situation and make it work for you. Like I said, if you need to work at nighttime and during naps, totally fine. It's definitely doable. I even sometimes work at nighttime, even though I do have childcare, especially just in my busy season. Sometimes I'm working at night. It's not the end of the world that you're working at night. You don't need to feel guilty about it. Just do what works for you at the time. And my last tip for you here is to outsource what you can. I am a huge, huge, huge believer in outsourcing what you can, both in life and business. So even if it's just doing something like a Target or grocery pickup, which at least for my grocery store and our Target is free, they don't charge you to do that grocery pickup, that will save you so much time and likely even money, because you're not being tempted to pick up random things that you don't need as you peruse the aisles of Target or your grocery store. I know it helps me save money because I'm not adding random stuff to my cart that my toddler wants or that I see and I'm like, ooh, let's try this. And yeah, so that really helps me and it saves time because I'm just hopping in the car, they're putting the groceries or the Target order in my trunk, and then we're going. I'm not having to take the time to go in the store and figure out where everything is and all that stuff. So really big life hack, in my opinion. But some other things that you can outsource if it makes sense for your budget is getting someone to come in maybe once or even twice a month and do a nice clean of your house. I do that and it really helps me because I am not a naturally super cleaner type person. I will do laundry and I do the dishes and I keep up with the day-to-day stuff, but I'm not like a deep cleaner person. So this really helps me. So yeah, if that's in the budget for you, definitely outsource some of that stuff. You can, if you wanted to, I've even seen companies that will come like pick up your clothes and do dry cleaning for you, or you can take it to the dry cleaner or things like that. And for me, obviously, daycare is something that is a part of our village as well. So that's included in this category as well. When it comes to business stuff, if it's in your budget, you can outsource some tasks like having a VA help with social media or any admin tasks so that you can focus on like showing up and serving your clients instead of all the behind the scenes business tasks that need to be done. And honestly, in my opinion, it's really impossible to do it all without a little help somewhere because we don't have unlimited time to get things done. Even if we didn't have kids, we wouldn't have unlimited time because sleep and self-care are extremely important to our well-being too. I know when I don't sleep well and I'm not taking care of myself, I can't show up as my best self in business or for my son. So I want you to just figure out what types of things you can either eliminate or if it's in the budget, outsource so that you can focus on showing up as your best self as a parent and business owner, because that is just so crucial. And it doesn't have to cost like a ton of money to get a little help. Like I said, with a Target or grocery pickup, that is currently free, at least for, you know, where I live. And I think that's pretty standard. So even just something like that really saves time and energy and money as well. So just think about what you can outsource, what you can eliminate, and there's so much that is on our plates and we want to be able to make sure that we can show up as our best self. Because for me, my priorities are my son and my business. Obviously, having a clean house is important too, but if the house needs to be messy for one night or two nights because business and my son needed me, much better for me to neglect that than things like my business or my son. So I just want you to know that I'm so proud of you. It takes so much courage to start a business. And I know a big reason for why you're doing it, or at least I'm assuming most likely, is because of your kids. So cheers to you, mama. I am so excited to see what you do with your business. And yeah, just keep trucking along. I know some days are much harder than others, and some seasons are much harder than others. But if you're a mom or you're pregnant with your first child and about to step into motherhood soon, I would love to know your thoughts on today's episode. I really hope you learned something new or even got some inspiration or even some validation on your feelings. I'd love to chat with you about it. I'm very open in my DMs. Let's have a conversation about it. You can DM me over on Instagram. My handle is at jenny.sunnison. So that's jenny.sunnison. I would really love to hear from you. I always like talking to other moms because I feel like they just get it. And it's just really nice to talk to people who really understand where I'm at in business. I have tons of friends who also don't have kids yet, who are business owners, and I love them as well. But there's just something about someone who's in that same season of life with you and just gets it. Yeah. Until next time, friends.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode. Come hang out with me over on Instagram at jenny.sunnison, jenny.sunnison, or in the Profitable Podcast Manager Society Facebook group. And let me know your thoughts on today's episode because I love hearing from you. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes over at jennysunnison.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode.